The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Now, it's a Tuesday. We've got Prickles in, a.k.a. Ali Hayden. Incidentally, we said to Joan Ellis off air last week, she laughed her socks off, that your nickname is the only nickname that we can't actually shorten.
Well, you can, but it just wouldn't be very nice.
So, yeah, Prickles. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. And also we've got Brandonian in, who can never be on time. What's your excuse today, then?
It's... Okay, all right. You have to give it to me, Ian. I have to get on a bus 2 hours every day, and to get in on time, you've got to time it perfectly. I had to run for the bus. I would have been another 10 minutes late if I didn't run. Because when the number 3 hits right, the number 9 is literally leaving, so you have to either get off at the top and run down, or you get down at the bottom and wait 10 minutes. If you lived in Braden and had to get the bus, you'd know the difference. You'd it's horrible. I don't hate buses, but just buses.
I'm a great believer in it, Ali, and you're probably the same. If you go quiet, and the other person's talking, they just talk a load of old drivel, don't they?
I don't talk loads of drivel, thank you.
Do you know,
I did not come on this Lunchtime Social to be moaned at about me being late, thank you.
No, you're part of the Lunchtime Social debate. You're part
late
of
people.
The problem. Yeah, late people. Would you be keeping your job if you were late all the time?
No, not at all. Not
you wouldn't?
I wouldn't be late, though.
Because you have a car.
No, but even if I didn't have a car, I would rather be half an hour early than 5 or 10 minutes late.
Okay.
Because I'm time conscious.
Yeah.
Well, I was up early, I was on the bus early, and there was traffic lights in Braiding, there's traffic lights over by Wootton Bridge. So that plussed on 50 minutes. And the lady that we were in, she also took a break up Tesco's to have a fag. So that was another 10 minutes. We had to sit there waiting on the bus. So you plus up that time, that's half an hour.
See, I'm keeping quiet again, and I'm getting all this stuff, and I'm just thinking...
See, but I used to walk from Braiding through to Sandown to go to work.
Yeah, I used to do that with Fat Harry's. It's not a long walk. It's,
no, it's
5-10 minutes.
Walk.
What is it with these youngsters that think that they can just get
away
with it?
They don't know they're born, do they?
It's not right.
You came
we
in on the last
like
banana
parents.
Boat. That's what it is. You came in on the last banana
that's
boat.
That's your mum saying that.
That
isn't
is.
It?
It
that's
is.
Your mum
it
saying
is.
That.
It's
We've
my dad's.
We've turned into our parents.
Came down in the last shower. You must have thought, I'll come down in the last shower.
What that's does a, that mean?
I don't know, but it suggests you're an idiot.
We know what it means.
It does. Now, so we've got nothing planned, I'll be honest with you, but sometimes it's best that way, when you have nothing planned.
Off the cuff.
I'm just going to chuck someone at you. I should have asked you.
Please
I asked,
don't.
I asked Maxine. I asked Maxine last week, and I kind of got a sensible answer from her.
Did you?
But it wasn't the answer I wanted.
Okay.
Last week I was in the hospital with the wife. Okay, and there I am in this room, and we're in the waiting room. She's waiting to see somebody.
Yeah.
And there's where a receptionist would normally be. The shutters are down, and there's a little message on there saying, not gone to lunch or gone
back
to
in 15,
not gone to a hang-in or anything like that. It just says there, no one in today, so basically you have to look after yourself. Someone will come in and see you in a while. Okay, so anyway, this woman came in after a short period of time, took the wife into some kind of area where obviously she was going to have be looked at. Okay, so I was in the waiting room by myself. Okay, then this bloke came in, and he looked like he was really, really ill. You know, looked like he was having serious problems. And I thought to myself, well, I don't know, what's that stuff where you do the pounding on the chest and things like that? I don't do that.
CPR.
But what do they call it overall? It's like
resuscitation. When you're resuscitating something.
No, you're not getting this, are you? Okay. I thought you'd get this. So what do they call it when you're not very switched on with all that stuff you've got to do, the CPR, the breathing into their necks and throats and things like that, and giving them a kiss and trying to revive them?
Yeah.
What's that called?
We're trying to revive someone.
First aid.
First
Thank
aid,
you, Brandon.
Right.
It takes somebody not from
yeah,
the medical...
Yeah, but first aid is a plaster as well.
First aid is many things.
That's a band-aid.
No, they had a shovel.
Anyway, I forgot where I was now.
First aid.
This poorly chap came in,
And I thought to myself, I hope you don't keel over, mate, because I don't know anything about that stuff where you've got to pound people's chests and so on and so forth, so, and there's no one around. And then I thought to myself, well, hang on a minute, just supposing he did keel over and
you don't know how to...
No, who do I phone? I'm in the hospital anyway. Do I phone somebody? Do I go and get somebody? What do I
just
do?
Just shout.
No, but it was
somebody
nobody
would
there.
Have heard you.
Possibly. But who do I phone 999 because I'm already there or not?
No.
Right, so who do I phone?
Technically, you would phone 111.
111?
Yes, and you would get the advice of, well, should you go to accident and emergency.
But what happens if this bloke's having a heart attack? Because he's, you know, he's holding his chest and so on. And
yeah,
thinking,
but he didn't, did he?
No, but if he had, this is what my...
He couldn't be
if.
In a better place.
The big
really,
question of what if.
Yeah, what if?
I don't know.
Should
I
have
phoned
999?
No,
the smartest thing you would have been
why
to
do
is shout
ambulance?
Out help.
Hang on, I can't hear if both of you are going
to
talk
why
about
would you
me.
Need an ambulance to come out
well,
on a 999
show? So who do you call when you're in that situation?
111.
111, which is
I would have thought so, because...
But it's an emergency.
Okay, to make it easier, Ian, you should know more about your first aid. There you go. That would solve the issue.
Yeah, do some training.
Oh, well, that's the end of that show, then, isn't it? No, but seriously, is that not a serious question? Who do you phone? What do you phone when you're in that situation?
But you would...
You're not going to phone the
you're
Ghostbusters,
in a hospital.
Are you?
Surely you would just go out and find someone that could assist you.
Yeah, but just there's no one there. The doors are shut. They've gone off, and I've seen them.
Yeah, but
go
you're not locked in there,
doors.
Are you? You could have got.
Yeah, but I'm going to leave some poor bloke there who's going to be
well,
on his own.
Well, it's better to leave him and get help than to sit there and watch him, wasn't it? Surely
he'd probably want me to hold his hand and tell him he's going to be all right.
How
he?
Do you know that it didn't happen?
All right, sorry, mate. I've got to go, but you're probably not going to be all right. I can't guarantee your safety.
See,
brilliant. I'm glad I asked.
No.
I'm glad I asked for your help. If I've got to go back and I'm in that situation
again... But you're talking
again,
a scenario. It didn't happen, did it?
No, but that's the whole thing today, the scenario. What if these questions that we're always too afraid to ask. There I was thinking, I'll ask someone sensible. I asked Max, I made a mistake there. Okay, I admit it. And then I thought, wow, someone that used to work in a hospital. Someone that used to work in A&E. I'll ask her. I'll get a really good answer.
So you could have run round to A&E, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could have done. I could have just gone home as well, because it's less hassle.
Just
When you're in that situation, who do you call?
But he was fine, wasn't he?
He was fine, yeah.
Well, there you go, then. You're worried about nothing.
But I left a little while afterwards. I was a bit worried about leaving.
Well, I suggest you perhaps put yourself on a first aid course. So if it happens again, you'll know.
Yeah. All right, so supposing some other poor so-and-so is in that situation again and he's actually in the hospital. The whole point to all of this is when you're actually there, who do you actually call? Do you still run 999?
You just shout as loud as you can,
yeah,
don't you,
right
for
there.
Assistance.
And then they'll probably think that you're mental.
No, they won't.
They'll probably think that you're...
If you're
one
shouting
of those,
out, help me, someone's collapsed.
They'll phone the police, won't they?
No.
So, come on. You worked
if
in a
that
hospital.
Was me, if that was me, I would go out into the corridor and I'd just shout for help. And somebody would come, wouldn't they?
Well, you'd hope so, but it was 6:20 at night and there weren't that many people around.
But somebody would have heard you, wouldn't they?
Well, you don't know, do you? It's all ifs and buts, isn't it?
It is
what I'm
ifs
saying?
And buts, and it's not even a real conversation,
okay.
Is it, particularly?
Let me simplify it for you.
Go on, then.
Okay. You're in a high street. There's no one else around. But you and the bloke that's having an heart attack that you've now knelt over and asked him if he's all right, and he said, no, I'm having an heart attack. What do? You phone 999. You know
out
what to do.
Out in the street.
Out in the street.
Out
so
in
what
the street.
Do you do when you're in that situation? You see what I'm saying, Brandon, can you?
There is...
111, because you don't want an ambulance to pull up into the little consultant room where you are to look at somebody who's already in the hospital.
Which is what I want to hear.
111.
This is what I want to hear, Dr.
That's what
Ellie.
I said at the start of the conversation.
So 111, and they'll probably say, we should put this to the test. You know, is he all right? No, phone 999 then. You got the wrong number.
Yeah, but there is sense, you can't call 999 because the ambulance is going to come bashing through the...
No,
oh, here we go, here
there.
He is. Yeah, exactly. If you shout out for help, someone should come along and try and help.
Oh,
who has medical knowledge.
I so wish we'd have had a subject to speak about and saved all this.
Because you see what I'm asking the question,
no,
can't you?
No, I really can't.
If you're ever in
absolutely
that position
again. No, I can't.
No, so when should you phone 999 then?
In an emergency, outside of the hospital and the hospital grounds.
How do you know? Well, not even in the hospital grounds.
Well, no, because
so
you're
who
already
do you phone?
There, aren't you?
999. And then what are they going to do? They're going to send someone, are they? Are they going to send somebody there straight away?
Hopefully they would, yes. If you said, I've fallen over and I'm having a heart attack at the duck pond, can somebody come and see me?
Can somebody meet
me
at the duck pond, please? And you might need your
How
big
romantic.
Truck.
Romantic. That's romantic, isn't it, at the duck pond?
Dying by the duck pond to a heart attack.
Do you know
that
what?
Sounds
I take
gorgeous.
It all. I asked Max, and I got a more sensible answer.
What did Max say? What did Max say?
What did Max say?
Well, she said you shouldn't have to phone the 999, but she never told me to phone 111.
You just don't want to phone anybody because you're tired.
You just walk. You just stand up and walk off.
I
wouldn't
would.
You?
That's,
you'd
that's, go home.
That's what you would do. Just
he'd pop off to the shop.
I'm going to get a sandwich. I'll be back in a minute.
It's not my problem.
No, Brandon. I'd already eaten. It crossed my mind. It was just a question, that's all. We mentioned
got
earlier
any more
on,
like that?
Yeah, I have. I've got loads.
No, well, don't
I've got
go
loads.
On. Don't
right?
do them.
It's okay. They want to save money at the council.
Okay, go on then.
I've got an idea. You
go
got an
then.
Idea how to save money?
I know how to make money.
We'll come to that in a moment.
Come on.
Christmas tree lights.
Yeah.
Either ban them, or more importantly, okay, little kids want to have Christmas and they want to see the Christmas lights and so on. Town's got to look good and so on. If you go around the town now, the lights are already on, aren't they? All the Christmas lights are already kind of here,
yes.
here and there.
Yeah.
And they're going to switch them on again this week. It's still not December yet. Save your money. Switch them on in December.
No.
It's going to save money.
No, it's
not. I'll say 2 weeks in Christmas,
how
near
much
Christmas.
How much money is that going to save?
I don't know.
Hardly anything.
It'll save something, won't it?
Hardly anything.
Well, they're saying that public toilets were costing, what, $500,000 a year? Something like that? Which was, I think, 20 toilets, which was a couple of lights. And, well, obviously people had to wash the toilets. $500,000 for just toilets.
Hand dryers, water.
But so isn't it all connected to the plumbing already? Or, like... Oh, yeah, fair
you
enough.
You have to pay for the water. You don't get free water, Brandon. You don't get anything for free in this life.
I know that.
Apart
love
from
is
the
free.
Air you breathe.
Love is free?
Love is
It's really not. It's cost me a fortune.
You follow that love through, and you'll see that it ain't free.
No.
You've got such a lot to learn, eh?
Bless
it might be free at the beginning, but believe
Bless
me,
it.
You pay for every little bit of love you get.
Can we make an appointment for 10 years' time and have this conversation again, Brandon?
What, just to see what's happened to me?
No, to see how much you've actually spent.
Yeah, but I'll tell you
how
what.
How you think love is free.
I might not be around, given the advice you've given me on who not to call and when. I've got to ask you a question,
111.
Because there's lots of questions that we ask, and we're too stupid to... How come when you buy a house, it takes so long for the details to go through?
Because solicitors want to earn their money, don't they, I think? That's the only conclusion I've come up with. Why does it take so long?
Because just say, for instance, if you were to buy a house, if you were to go around and have a little look and you say, oh, yeah, I want to buy that place there, and you've got a mortgage, or see, that's the other thing, that takes a long time as well. You should just be able to sort of phone up, say, look, I'm coming in, I want to buy this house, I'm going to bring all my stuff with me, all the details of how much I earn, you can then tell me how much I can have it by way of mortgage, and I'll tell you how much I've got in another secret stash that I can put down as a...
Under the mattress.
As a deposit. And they should be able to tell you there and then whether you've got it or not. You don't do that. You have to fill all the forms in, send it away, and then 3 weeks later, someone says whether you've got it or not, okay? Then, in the meantime, you put a solicitor in place, you get then someone to come around and do surveys, which cost hundreds and hundreds of pounds, and then after about 3 or 4 months, possibly longer than that, you can then move into your house. Why does it take so long?
I think a lot of houses that you might be looking at and moving into, already they've got someone living in them, so those people have to look for somewhere else and be happy with what they've got. And a lot of the time sales fall through, don't they, because someone pulls out of what's called a chain. Yeah. It's just, you know, it is really complicated. I totally agree with you.
Is there
an easier way
then?
Do it like Amazon.
No, because...
I want to buy that house. Done.
Why not?
Yeah, no, because...
One click buy.
Hang on.
No, you've ruined
it. A lot of things you buy, you know you've got that money in your bank account to either go and switch it or to PayPal or to whatever, but you haven't got that money in your bank account to just go and buy a house, have you?
No,
could
you
do
have
if you're
to go
a millionaire.
And get a loan, don't you?
You do have to go and get a loan, yeah, but you can't just phone up and get a loan for a mortgage, can you?
No, but if you went... See, this is where it's really stupid. You got loans, and someone's got this idea of loans, and then you've got mortgages, and they're different. No, not really. They're a loan. Oh, no, they're just a bigger loan.
They are, but a mortgage is worked out over your ability to pay it back over 20, 25, 30 years, isn't it?
Yeah, over 5 years. It ain't no different. It's just five times bigger, that's all.
What happens if I had £1 million and I wanted to buy a simple, small house? Could you just literally just drop the money and go, I want that house, I've got the money, no one's in there.
Ask me that question in a minute, because I heard something fascinating the other day. Honestly. Okay. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Keith.
How are you all, okay?
Yeah, we're all right. It's everyone else that's annoyed us.
That's good. As long as you don't have a heart attack in the hospital, you're fine.
Well, as long as you don't have one here, I'll phone 999.
No one would know the phone.
Housing, mate. Have you got any of these estate agents over there called purplebricks.com?
Yes.
We have.
Yes.
Yeah, how can they do it for £500? And nobody else can.
There's a question. See, we're asking questions. I'm loving this. Purple bricks. See, these are the questions that never get asked. We should ask that question. How come you can do it for £500? It's like going to the pound shop and saying, how come you can do this for 99p?
Yeah.
And but are you getting the complete service with purple bricks?
Well, you're buying a house.
Yeah, but is it because they have got so many businesses throughout the country that they can do that?
Yeah, but then again, you look at all the other, mortgage companies, you know, you take it, for instance, or what they call estate agents, that's the word I'm looking for now.
Yeah.
You know, you've got, like, Fox and Sons over here, you've got loads of them, absolutely millions of them.
Mm.
And surely that, you know, the extortionate prices they charge, I just wondered how come this company sprung up out of nowhere. Well, literally, they have, haven't they, in the last couple of years?
Yeah, they have.
And they're doing it for £500.
Five-star service here, sell for £798. That's still reasonable.
Mm.
That's Purple Bricks. That's on their national website.
Well, yeah, we should say from £500, shouldn't we? Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, you could sell your house for £758. How great is that?
But do you still need a solicitor, all the searches, everything else that goes with it, or is that all inclusive? Put your house on the market with them.
Yeah, I'm just looking now, okay? How does Purple Bricks work? Book a free valuation, 24/7. Arrange a date and time. Experienced local property expert comes round and sees you. Dedicated expert until your property is sold. He's given to you. I don't know if he comes round and does all the cleaning and stuff like that.
Lives in the spare room.
there's your butler.
Instruct Purple Bricks fixed free. Sell for just £798. VAT, then they chuck on the VAT and then it chucks it up a bit, so it's a little bit slightly misleading. Receive viewings, feedbacks, offers instantly, la-di-da-di-da. It's all there for on the website, but it's a great question. How come they can do it for X amount and the others don't?
Yeah.
How come you can go into a pound shop, get some for a pound, you go down to any other sort of store and it's selling it for £2-3?
That's right.
How come? Why aren't we asking these questions?
I think
it's done by connections, I think. With certain companies, connections is all about where you can get something down for cheaper. I mean, Poundland, where they get loads of their stuff, it's not by proper companies. So, for example, you ever been to, is it Fred Perry?
It's got brand names in there.
Fred Perry shirts, okay, £50. £50 for just a plain T-shirt with the Fred Perry little symbol, the little tiny one. Yet you can buy a plain shirt for a fiver.
No, hang on. You've misunderstood mine and Keith's point.
Yeah.
You can go into the pound shop and you can buy...
Branded stuff.
So, you know, and we're not talking rubbishy stuff here. We're talking
check out
good
dates then.
Pardon?
Sell-by dates and things.
Yeah, they're all okay. The only thing I have found out is that sometimes the batteries are a bit dubious.
And
yeah.
sometimes, yeah. a lot of the time, Keith, I remember watching a documentary that some products are made specifically for the pound shops.
Yeah, like you only get four instead of five.
You only get four instead of five.
And
they are
to
near to their sell-by date. There is a mass of things like Rice Krispies, cornflakes and stuff that these shops sell that aren't actually the same size box as you would perhaps buy in Morrison's and all. And that's all they're worth is a pound. They are not going to sell any product for a pound that isn't worth more than
what it's
a pound.
Worth. Yeah.
Hang on a sec. So
honestly,
I can go to the pound shop and get a jar of Nescafe.
There was a series on this, wasn't there? There was a documentary on it.
And they were explaining how they can move
their
stock and how it works.
It's clever, because they did one with a packet of crisps. You buy a normal packet of crisps from Tesco's and you buy the exact same from the Poundland shop. You're paying more, or you're paying less because you're buying the air inside the bag. And the quality of crisps and the amount that's in there is less than the one that you
because
bought from
your
Tesco's.
Because your Tesco's bag of crisps is 20...
a whole new can of worms in Tesco's, mate.
But your Tesco's bag of crisps has got something like 28 grams in it, weight-wise.
Oi,
your
he's banging
pound
on the desk.
Shop sorry.
Stop banging on the desk.
I'm not a politician yet. But your pound shop has got something like 24, 25 grams.
See, I'm sorry, I disagree with that, because you can go to the pound shop and you can get a jar of Nescafe, which will be the same size and the same weight.
100 grams, yeah.
Exactly, and you could buy that and it costs you £2 elsewhere.
Exactly, but it's not all their products. They've drawn you in, now you're in because you think, that's a bargain, that jar of Nescafe, I'm going to keep going in there.
That'd be the odd
but
thing.
But then
that
you're
is
trotting
worth.
Round and you're spending 10,
I'll
15 pounds.
Hang on a minute. Example. I've got, I go in there and I've got an iPhone 4, right, an old iPhone 4, and I can buy a charging lead in there for an iPhone 4 for a pound.
Yeah.
I went to the iPhone shop, they're about £9.
Yeah, they are, that's about right.
You know, because they've probably got an Apple logo or something
on them.
So
long and they're rubbish, they only got to buy four, and the four lasts me a year. Well, that's only cost me £4 in 12 months.
Yeah, but hang on a sec. Let's just make this absolutely clear, okay? When you're buying those leads, they are cheaply made and they are not Apple products. What I'm saying is you can go to a pound shop, you can buy a Nescafe jar of coffee and it will cost you a pound, and if you go elsewhere, I guarantee that will cost you much, much more than a pound, possibly £2 or £3 for the exact same jar and the exact same weight. Let's be absolutely clear.
If you've noticed now that a lot of the supermarkets like Iceland, etc., and they have actually dropped some of their products down to a pound to try and match it.
But Ian's going in for his jar of Nescafe.
Yeah.
Ian's going in thinking he's only going to buy his jar of Nescafe. But what they rely on is people going in for the bargains, which you've just got with your jar of Nescafe.
Yeah.
To, I'm going to buy an antiperspirant, a Dove antiperspirant, the same.
For a pound.
But I'm also, and you probably will as well, spend another £5 or £10 in that shop.
I'm getting three jars of coffee for the price that it would cost me elsewhere.
See? And you only went in there for one. That's where they make their money.
No, that's not the issue. You've misunderstood the point. What's the matter with you, woman? Open your blimmin' ears instead of your trap now and again.
You're trying.
The question is, you're not hearing the question. You're hearing what you want to hear. You're a typical blimmin' woman, aren't you? Now, it's a case of, why can't those companies that are selling it for £3 down the road, why ain't they doing it for a pound, or why can't they do it for cheaper?
Because the pound shop has bought that Nescafe in bulk, massively, especially to sell it for a pound.
You don't think that Sainsbury's do that? Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's all down to net gross as well. Like, you know, the whole thing of how much...
Net what?
Gross. You know, gross. Gross.
That's Matt's brother, isn't it?
They're byproducts. You know, I've got farmers out here that's having to chuck away fields of cabbages because they say, oh, no, we'll only pay that for it this year. And it's had to either be ploughed back in or gone for feed.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper to do that than let Tesco's have it.
Do you know what? There's a lot of questions here we should be... Like another one. Okay, you got a bank account. You got a bank account. Hang on, sorry, Keith. I was there before you. I started, so I finished.
Yeah, don't interrupt him.
How come cheques take 5 days still to clear in this day and age?
Exactly, and it's your cane.
Exactly. How come?
That's a weird one.
We're in this day and age where we've got all the technology that should be, things should be happening and very, very quick, much quicker than it does. It's still... Oh, he's gone.
He's got
is
fed
he
up.
Up? Yeah, is he hung
he's
up?
He's got fed up.
Just he'll phone back, I'm sure. What was he? He was going to talk about Aldi, wasn't he? But anyway, checks. Why?
I don't know. Is there anywhere that still deals with checks?
We had a check paid into Vectis Radio. Two checks very recently. Okay? 5 days both times. 5 days both times. Is that you, Keith?
Yes, mate. Sorry about that.
That's all right. So we were talking...
No, they're rapid. Just
did you get
brrr.
Fed up, Keith?
Yeah.
Are you fed up? He's definitely on one today.
Who, me?
No.
Oh, Ian?
Yes.
No.
I know why.
Thing. No,
I know
thing.
Why.
I want to say... Oh, sorry. Are you still in your conversation? Sorry.
No, I was... You know, it's your turn now, Keith. All right.
Okay. right. You know, how come... Waitrose are knocking out a lobster for, say, £30, yet you can go to Lidl's or Aldi's and get one for a fiver.
Yeah, but who wants a lobster, really?
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's Christmas.
I do.
It's Christmas, isn't
it?
Who likes salmon? Who eats raw salmon? Mm. Yet everybody buys salmon this time of year.
No, I don't.
Well, there you go.
You're fussy, aren't you?
I don't like fish.
Do you know what? That lobster that you... I saw the lobster thing in... It was in Iceland.
That's right, they're doing the same. They dropped theirs down now as
the
well.
The tails.
Yeah, but Lidl's and Aldi's are doing the same.
They're £10. We went in and had a look, and they ain't very big.
No, Lidl's are a fiver.
Are they really?
Yeah, £4.99.
Right, I'll have to get down there and compare lobster tails then.
I've never ate a lobster. I don't know what it's like.
But we should be asking these questions. How come?
What's a lobster like?
Yeah, what's
a Canadian lobster?
But we should be asking these questions about how come you're doing it for X and they're doing it for X down the road. We always just accept it, don't we?
Yeah.
But us
Aldi,
Brits.
Look at Aldi's. It's you know, their prices are absolutely amazing. Mum wanted to go to Aldi's yesterday. I said, all right, we normally go to Waitrose because you've got a partnership. John Lewis partnership. She's a partner. And we decided to go to Aldi's, and she said, oh, I'll have some of this, I'll have some of that, have some of this. Oh, she hadn't had some of that for ages. So we got to the till, and she had a shopping trolley full, and then guaranteed if we did that in Waitrose, it would have been about £140. And down in Aldi's, it was £62.
There you go.
I know it's not the same product, it's the same, not the same brand, but it is the same item that you're eating or buying or drinking.
They do these comparison adverts, don't they? Where they show you a fridge full of food and they say that's in Aldi and this is in Morrison's or whatever.
How does it work?
Do you know, you two sound like a couple of old shoppers.
Well, you see, the thing is, you've probably been a kept woman too long.
You know, that's what you've got to do.
And that's what that is. You know, we've had to struggle, Keith and I. You've been a kept woman for about 25 years.
I haven't been a kept woman. You wait a couple of... I've had to go shopping. I've had to, you know, watch the pennies. But
I
don't know. Ian's just on one today, Keith.
Unfortunately,
you're aiding and abetting him.
I'm sorry if I've put wood to his fire, but...
You have, actually.
You've just made him even worse. It's like somebody's on about Christmas lights. Why are the Christmas lights on? It's to draw the...
Because we want them on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I did say that. Yeah. So you wanted to switch them off, but you'd not have them on in November. And I was the one that said, you've got to have these lights on.
So many porcupines. You are on one. Keith, he's on one today because I have put a picture of him with the Christmas tree.
Oh, really?
And he didn't think it came out. But not only that, a little while ago, I got another one that he hasn't even seen yet.
Yeah, but I've known Ian to go out and do outside broadcasts when it's Christmas.
Yeah. I love Christmas. We've got Christmas tree lights up here, Keith.
But only because Mark put them up.
I was about to say Marco was
one of them.
And he
would chop your legs off if you took it down.
I'll tell you what, Marco did not touch those trees.
Well, they weren't put together very well because I had to put some of them back together.
Did you decorate them?
No.
Did you plug them in?
I plugged them in.
Oh, another thing. Have you got a series of markets or supermarkets that turned up where they're called Home Bargains?
No, don't think so. Home Bargains, doesn't ring a bell.
B&M stores, Home Bargains.
Oh, right.
They've just built a massive, great distribution warehouse at Amesbury, and they've started springing up all around here now. B&M, I expect you'll get one over the island soon, and they're absolutely amazing.
It could already be here, but I've not seen anything, I must admit.
Yeah, their prices. Check them out online, Ian.
Well, they don't let me out very often. What was it? What I'm looking at?
B&M stores or Home Bargains.
B&M?
B&M.
BM stores.
Yeah.
I'll look them up in a moment, Keith.
That sounds like By and Large off of Wally.
Distribution centre the size of an airfield up here up our way.
BM stores.
Yeah. That sounds like B&L. By and Large. You know, off of Wally, Disney.
No, I think they're up north. They're based up north.
B&M stores, Cardiff, Swansea. Oh, they've got jobs going. Yeah, hey, Brendan. Yeah, been a
show stacker.
Just because he was late.
You're not going over there soon,
Ian. We're sending you to Wales.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Will. Anyway, all right.
Thanks for your call, Keith.
Thanks, Keith.
Cheers,
Bye.
Now.
Bye.
Thank you.
B&M, big brands, big savings. They got a Black Friday weekend offer, 70% off of everything.
That's an American tradition, isn't it, Black Friday?
That's a load of rubbish, isn't it?
Because people get really badly injured and things like that because they go mental. It's like you get 90% off if you're like the first 20 people in the building to grab items and buy.
But the trouble is, this country, it's not really Black Friday, is it? It's just something we've pinched from the Americans and they're trying to get rid of all their old stock.
Speak into your microphone now.
Trying to get rid of all their old stock before Christmas. That's all that's about.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I saw this in one of the supermarkets I went in yesterday. And they were selling ladies' perfume and men's aftershave for $9.99 a bottle. And some of these, you look at them and you think, hang on a minute, that's like a big name brand. Lady Gaga, $9.99.
She's not worth that.
Well, No, that's more 99p, isn't
see,
it?
See, the best thing that I like to do is I like to spend some of my money before Christmas for, obviously, the presents on Christmas, but wait till January. January sales, they're just... Because they've got so much left after stock. You
see,
they sell it
late.
Cheaper.
He's always blooming late.
He's missed Christmas. He's missed Christmas.
What is it about with this bloke that can't be on time? Sorry about your Christmas present. I'm waiting for the January sales.
I'll get it for you next year.
That's you not getting a Christmas present then.
There you go. Not until January.
Yeah, not until January now.
You got David Beckham's Intimately Beckham, $9.99.
Intimately by David Beckham.
We should make a commercial.
That was good, Brandon.
Very good. Okay, so lots of questions that we're just firing out questions.
Go on then, go for another one.
Why does it take? What we said about the checks, what about houses? We didn't finish houses. Why does it take so long to buy a house? Shouldn't we have a plan? And then Brandon came up with the idea, you know, and why?
Oh, yeah, buying a house straight off. Just, I've got £1 million, I want to buy a house for 250. You're selling on the market, no one's there. I want it right now. I want to move there.
If you had the money to do that, that would happen, wouldn't it? If you just handed the money over... You could do that.
It could probably happen, but here's the thing. Somebody told me this. It's somebody that was working within mortgages. They told us this probably about 12 months ago. You may have been here. If you had £1 million, but you didn't have a job, right? So you had £1 million in your bank, but you didn't have a job and you applied for a mortgage.
They wouldn't give
you... £150,000, they wouldn't give you a mortgage.
Yeah, because you need to keep the upkeep on it.
Because you're a risk.
Yeah.
How ridiculous is that? Nothing adds up, does it? Nothing adds up whatsoever. You got shops that are selling it at X, you go down another shop, they're banging it out for more. Okay? Why? It's because of greed. It's greedy.
It is.
It's
money.
Greedy.
Everything in the world comes back to money, doesn't it?
You buy a house. How long should it take? Go on, how long? Just say, for instance, you come to me, I'm the estate agent. Hang on, let me just put my feet up. I might even light a cigarette.
Yeah.
And you come to me, right, okay, how long is my house going to... Well, how long do you want it to be, love?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. What?
Start to finish.
May I ask you why it needs to be 4 weeks?
Well, because...
You need to get yourself
it'll
ready.
It'll take me that long to sort of pack mine up and to decide what I'd like in my new house. And, 4 weeks, I'd be happy with 4 weeks.
Why can't it be 4 weeks?
I've got no idea.
Yeah. I mean, how long are they worth? Searches? I mean, a couple of days?
Mm.
You're paying all this money and it takes...
And it is loads
long.
Of money, isn't it?
It is. Should we take another call? Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
We're in one today, Jackie.
I know. Absolutely. House conveyancing, I mean, that's enough to make you on one to start with, isn't it?
Yeah.
Last year we sold one of our properties and it took from June to November.
June
no chain.
To November, that's 5 months?
It was unreal.
5 months, no chain.
More or less, no chain. The island solicitor was absolutely useless. We were finding out information. The estate agent was fantastic. They were finding out information. We were finding out information, letting the solicitor know, and then he was writing a letter to us, telling us what he found out, and it was what we told him. And we actually did phone him and said, we're paying you to do a job, we're finding out all the information, and you're charging us for it.
Can I ask you roughly how much do they charge you for 5 months' worth of work?
I can't recall. But the problem they found was the person that was buying the house we were selling, the property they were selling was a government help to buy scheme home. And because of that, none of the island solicitors had ever come across one of those in the process of a conveyancing deal. And they didn't know what to do. And it threw up all sorts of things that they didn't know about. For example, you can't just sell that house. You have to get permission from the government to sell their share of it.
Oh, crikey.
But they didn't know that. The solicitors didn't know that.
Crikey.
So that meant another survey from the government. And it had to go through several departments. And the house agent was fantastic. They kept ringing up, and the government department went through three times. They said, it's no good trying to hurry us up. We'll go at our pace.
And all the time it's costing you money.
Oh, and then at the very end of it, when it finally was done and the mortgage was redeemed, the solicitor acting on our behalf actually didn't pay the mortgage company enough money to redeem it. We had a letter from the mortgage company saying, you haven't redeemed it, or you owe us another, I think it was something like £50. He'd shortchanged them or something.
Good
which
grief.
He shouldn't have done, should he?
No.
And for his, you know, for his sort of ridiculous way of doing things, he actually did credit us with £100. For all our troubles.
Yeah, great. How long should do you think it should take?
Well, they reckon it should do 6 weeks, don't they? But I mean, even then, I know you've got to do the searches. And but the thing is, Ian, they're done, aren't they? Nothing much changes, does it, when you buy a house? There's no motorways going through everywhere, are there, to change the, you know, the, what's going on in your vicinity? Not really, not on the island, is there? I mean, I don't know what the searches are all about.
I agree.
And then there's the surveyors, isn't there, that sort of thing. And then, I don't know, it's just, everything just takes so long. I don't know why.
Well, I don't know why either, but
it absolutely frustrated us to distraction. It really did. And it is, you know, it's one of those awful things. I don't think anybody, you know, anybody who likes to think, oh, we'll move house, you know, just for fun, it's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare, I think.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I don't see why it takes so blooming long. When you think of the searches, you can do that in a wee while. Someone said to me a little while ago, a couple of years ago, what should happen is the person that's selling should go and get all of their stuff in place. They should do the searches. They should do everything else that needs to be doing. And they've got those reports, and they could just hand them over to the people that are buying. So
it
you
work
just
that way, though, does
no,
it?
But the reason why I don't work that way is purely and simply because someone's not going to make too much money
that's
out
right.
of it.
At the end of the day, it's money, isn't it? And of course, they have so much. They take on so much work as well. And I think you just get pushed to the bottom of the pile. It's just well, nightmare. It was a nightmare for us. I mean, eventually it did sell, but it was sold sort of like. We didn't even put it on the market. It was going to go up perhaps for rental again, and the agent said, do you want to sell it? We've got someone who wants it.
Yeah.
So we said, well, yeah. So it was like sold. They sold it for us when we hadn't even thought of selling it. You know, they were brilliant, but it was the conveyancing that was
pain
the nightmare.
In the backside.
And
hey.
The fact that the house that was being sold to fund the buying of this one was a help to buy house from the government caused all sorts of problems for the islands industry. He didn't know what on earth was going on. He'd never come across that before.
Hey, thanks for your call today, Jackie.
Okay,
we're going to go to a break.
Interest. No, I must admit, I am on your side, Ian, in everything you're saying again.
I'm going to put myself
up. You're not on one, it's the others.
No, it is the others. They just don't understand me, that's
no,
all.
No, but perhaps... I do. Right, I'm on your wavelength.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Have a good Bye-bye. Day. Thanks for your call. Bye. Okay, then what we'll do is we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with some more and a mo. And what's up with you two? You've gone quiet over there, haven't you?
Yeah, I
you
just
don't
got
like a... it when people agree with me, do you? That's the problem, isn't it? It's just the truth, isn't it? You're all
humbug.
Got nothing to say. All because I've had a good idea, people are backing it, you don't like it. Typical blooming... I was going to call you a conservative then. A typical politician in the making you are. You do well, you know.
Thanks.
You will. Right, we'll take a break and we'll come back.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com. This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.
Value Rent-A-Car, based in Sandown on the Isle of Wight. It's a secure online car hire booking service. We provide a low-cost, fully inclusive professional car hire and minibus hire service. We have cars available for rental from under £21 a day, if booked and paid for in advance. We take no payments online. Our vehicle rentals are based on a full 24-hour period. Collect at 11 a.m, return by 11 a.m. the next day. Go to www.value-rentacar.co.uk or phone 01983 401 333. That's 01983 401 333.
Origins Theatre's new production presents Charles Dickens' Storyteller. We bring Charles Dickens back to life with a lookalike actor in period costume, reading extracts from his books, just as he used to do. It's the perfect addition to any event. A festival, a fete, a corporate event, a specially themed dinner at a pub or hotel. Find out more and book Charles Dickens for your event. Go to originstheatre.uk. That's www.originstheatre.uk.
Hello, Maggie here, coach, mentor, consultant, speaker, author and survivor. Coaching differs when working with every client because people have different goals, aspirations or areas in their lives which they want to change. The common denominator is that they wish to make a change for the better and have made a commitment to do so. I coach by finding out what you want to happen. Then we work together on solutions. I'm straightforward, but I will challenge you when it's in your best interest and I will hold you accountable. Get in touch today via my website, maggiecurry.co.uk, for a free chat to discover how I will support you through the changes you want to make. I will deliver the goods and help you get the results you want. Begin to unlock your future today.
Waves Key Arts Youth Officer is offering a free Christmas pottery workshop for young people aged 11 to 19 years on Saturday, 5th of December from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at their pottery studio in Jubilee Stores. You will be able to spend the day working in the pottery making Christmas presents or decorations with tutor Claire Robinson. To book your place, call Key Arts box office on 822490. Book up very quickly on this popular workshop, so don't delay. Call them today at 822490.
For a magical Christmas treat this Christmas, why not take the family to the Isle of Wight Steam Railway Santa Specials? Operating on selected days in December, you will get to ride through the winter countryside on a 10-mile steam train round trip, meet Santa in his grotto, and even enjoy a festive drink and mince pie. There'll be a lovely festive atmosphere with music, entertainment, and even Christmas donkeys. For full details and online bookings, visit www.iwsteamrailway.co.uk.
Check out the Riverside Centre Carpentry Shop next door to Vectis Radio. Skilled craftsmen have a small shop that's set up to donate to the Riverside charity. The shop contains nest boxes, tables, garden furniture, wooden horses. Practically anything wooden can be made to order. The skilled craftsmen are down to earth and really friendly. So don't be shy. Come and see them here at the Riverside Centre in Newport.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666.
It's James and Judy here, the island's version of Richard and Judy. We've been married for longer than Judy cares to mention, haven't we?
That's true, James.
And together we run Ramshackle Pop-Up Cinema from our Global Nerve Centre in Bembridge. We're bringing lots of bickering, wittering...
That's me.
...and twittering...
That's James, the technical one.
...to Vectis Radio every Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 4. And that's our show, Ramshackle Mashup. It's a heady mix of music, previews and reviews of things going on the island, including arts, and breaking news about local eateries, cycling and special places.
And films.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Right, OK, welcome back. We've got Brandon in the studio, we've got Ali in the studio as well. I'm actually crouched down on my knees because my headphones have got tangled up. in the wheel of me chair. So
it wasn't me, honestly. I didn't try and strangle him with his earphones.
I have to admit, that does happen to me when I'm on the tea time show every so often.
Like that, doesn't he?
What, where he's not there, yeah. Being quiet.
Now I'm back now.
Oh, red face, right. Looking sweaty.
Oh, see it. High blood pressure. See, it's gone through the roof. Anyway, look.
111.
One thing. There's numerous things that we've discussed. There's a couple of things that I haven't put out there yet, but we have done this before on a different show. But I just want to, you know, say to you, Brandon, because I'm worried about you, that you think love is free.
Love is free. You can be infatuated by it instantly. No one needs to come up to me and give me a big, you know, chocolate bar or whatever it is they're going to give me. That's not going to make me fall for them. Nor
that's not going to happen either.
No. Can you talk some sense into them, Ali? Because, you know,
love isn't free to upkeep. You need to give something every so often to the other person. As you said, a relationship is not a 45-55, it's a 50-50, you know.
See, what do you class as free? Not putting money up front, or what?
Well, emotions are free, aren't they? You know?
No, they cost you and all.
They do in the long run.
You've got a lot to learn. I was kind of liking where you were going with that. You
the
give something. Every now
nice.
And again, you give something, yeah? I give to receive, don't you?
No.
Yeah,
yes, you do.
I do.
No,
I give to receive. No, I don't. Yes. Yeah. You don't give someone a Christmas present if they don't give you anything back.
Exactly. And if you,
for
if
example, aftershave. I do not need aftershave and shower gel.
No, you
I
need
do
socks.
I do not need. Okay, socks. Yeah, because
you
I go
need
through
socks
very
every
quickly.
Every man needs a
but
pair of socks.
If you're going to get me socks, how about you slip a £50 note in there? That'll be good. That'd be
you
awesome.
You'll find it when you put your socks on.
Brandon, you've been hanging around me too long. You're too cynical.
No, you do give to receive. You give to the people that you know will probably give you something back. That's why
absolutely.
I've never bought any Christmas gifts for my friends, because I know they'll never give me anything.
Have you written my card? Have you written my Christmas card?
No,
yet?
I haven't even got any. I've got nothing.
But you're
going to
write me one, aren't you?
I am.
In the hope that I give you one back.
Are you going to give me one, Ali?
No. Yes, I will give you one.
I might have to handwrite you one then, but my handwriting's terrible.
It is terrible, Brandon. You're absolutely right. Now, the other question I was going to ask, just moving on to a serious subject before we go. We mentioned to Dave Stewart earlier on, he was here, and we got this idea, and I reckon we should put this out there, and we should follow it through. We'll send the email to Dave, because Dave says he's going to...
Oh,
what are you doing?
Sorry, I just dumped
it. Pack it up.
Breaking the microphone.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I'd slap my hand and I'd slap the microphone. I apologise.
Right. Okay. Well, apology accepted.
Yeah, that was my...
we said earlier on this year, we're looking back over some of the things that we've done this year. One of the most enjoyable hour that we've had.
Now.
We had Mitch. Was it Mitch?
Yeah.
Now, Mitch works at A&E?
A&E St Mary's,
yeah. What does he do?
He's an emergency nurse practitioner.
What's that with you?
It's A&D. What's A&D?
Yes, A&D. It's
Accident and Emergency
Department.
Yes.
Is it actually a thing then, is it? I thought it was A&E.
You stick with us, you'll learn a lot more.
Why did you ask him in?
Come in at 12 o'clock on a daily basis. You're probably going to learn more than you are at the other side of that glass,
okay.
All right? You'll learn some life skills. A&D is the Accident and Emergency Department.
Okay, got you.
Which, you got that now?
Well, I thought it was A&E, not A&D.
Accident and emergency.
Yeah.
Am I not speaking English?
Are we playing A&E, not A&D?
This music suits you.
Don't they just walking down the street?
Laurel Nardi.
Yeah, Laurel Nardi.
Anyway, look, he came in and he gave it to us straight. He works at the sharp end of the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And he did say that it's nothing at all to do with, people coming over, refugees, that kind of thing, immigrants overusing our hospital. Nothing at all to do with that. It's quite simple. The reason why we've got a problem on the island in the hospital is because we've got too many old people that have operations and they've got nowhere to convalesce.
It's the social care side of things afterwards, yes.
So we've got a problem with it. So we said, we come up with this idea and we've given this idea to Dave Stewart, and he said he's going to follow it through. Put it down in an email. We're going to do this. And we said to him, our idea was, I'm cutting you in on the deal. It wasn't your idea. I've got to be honest with you. It was my idea. I said, what we should do is we should go up to Kempe and we should say, right, we're going to turn part of this into some kind of hospital place where people can convalesce. You can wheel them up the road. You just see them going
straight
up the road.
Across
on
the dual carriage, right?
On the stools that they got there with wheels on. You could just see them wheeling them up the hill there and shoving them in this place where they can get some kind of convalescent, some kind of period of time when it can be looked after and so on, and that will alleviate some of the pressure that we've got on our hospital. Now, he wants me to put that, obviously I'll put it in a slightly different way, you know, we'll get them up there more sensibly, not on, you know, little seats with wheels on and stuff, but the fact is, that's our idea, that will work, and it wouldn't cost that much, but it would basically alleviate some of the problem at St Mary's.
See, I don't think it would.
Oh, crikey.
No, honestly, I know
if
you're...
If I say black,
listen,
you say white.
No, you're cutting me in on this deal, but...
No,
I've
just cut you out.
You can cut me out,
this is my
fine.
Idea.
Camp Hill would not be suitable, would it?
Why not?
Because it would need converting, it would need things in place to enable you to look after people as patients rather than people as prisoners.
But you've got
so
an empty building. It would work.
You're just saying that just to be argumentative.
But you couldn't put them in a sow, Ian, could you, after they've just come out of hospital?
Obviously, it won't be a sow. We'll pad it out. We'll put some paint on the wall, put some nice pictures up, and that door won't be heavy
metal.
That's
what I'm saying. It's not ideal, is it? That St Mary's already have what's called poppy unit.
Right.
For the NHS, which is trying to alleviate the pressure on the beds for
poppy
the winter.
Poppy unit? What's that then?
It's part of Solent Grange. And they've got 30
beds there.
Is that
where you work?
They've got 30 beds
there. Oh, right, so you're just stealing the job.
No, I'm not. It's already been done, Ian. You've missed the boat.
Yeah, but if it's already been done, Ali, I haven't missed the boat, purely and simply because we still have a problem. So it isn't being done, is it?
Have we still got a problem?
Yes, of course we've still got a problem. You get your man Mitch in and he'll tell you that we've still got a problem.
Okay.
If we don't have a problem, that's fine, but we do have a problem. So whatever we've got in place,
but
it ain't big enough.
But there's not headlines saying that the hospital's under stress
at
this moment in time.
Only just recently
because
it was stressed.
Because poppy unit has been open for 6 weeks.
Last Wednesday, I went in, the wife had an operation. I sat in a room where there was no receptionist. Receptionist off today. You know, and you think, yeah, okay. And I've walked around the hospital and there's this missing, there's that missing, that person's not in today, that person's not in today. And the woman that came out and did the operation, she said, you'll have to forgive us, we're short staffed today.
And I'm the gardener.
Well, that's filled me full of confidence. But the point is, I'm making, you still have those issues. So whatever it is we got in place, your little place, it ain't working enough.
I didn't say that. I said that to alleviate the beds,
you need a major place. Campbell's perfect. You know, you could stick so many people up there. All right, they might feel like they're in prison.
They would,
but
wouldn't they?
You take that metal door off, replace it with a wooden one, a little bit of bright paint, some pictures on the wall.
But how are you going to get them? How are you going to get them up and down the stairs?
Up and down the stairs? We'll have them on the lower floor, won't we? There is a lift, I'm sure. How did you get the prisoners up and down the stairs?
I just don't think it'd be suitable.
You just don't like my ideas.
A question as well.
Someone else is cleverer than you.
A question. Another thing to keep up for another lunchtime social. If I join, was the whole thing of making money for the island? You said, you know, how can we have cuts and such? Remember that one, because I've got a good point for it.
Go on, eh?
Butlins on the island in Ryde, opposite Tesco's and Mackie D's. Big drive-in, loads of empty fields not being used. Put a Butlins there. That's going to bring tourists. You're going to make some money. People will have jobs.
Yeah, but we've already had a holiday camp there and it failed.
Did we? How long ago?
Bless him.
Oh, I'm young.
Listen,
hate it.
I've got to go. It's 1 o'clock.